Hello, welcome to an anthology of wonder. And today we're doing things a little bit backward because we're starting off with a quote instead of ending with one. Our quote today is, "Tell me how you deal with your fear of annihilation, and I will tell you your philosophy." Kostika Bradaton. Do you ever get that feeling? Like, what if I just died? What if those night noises were the sounds of a murderer? What if that plane flying overhead carries a bomb that's going to wipe my city off the map? It's possible that the pain in my chest is heartburn, but what if it's a heart attack? Or what if this weird lump is cancer? And you know that it's unlikely, but you can't help wondering if maybe it will happen. And you know that if something like that did happen, you wouldn't be able to stop it by worrying. I have an almost ironic story about one day seeing a group of fancy military-type planes flying overhead in formation and being genuinely afraid that they were attacking because it was a time of a lot of international tension. And then I later found out that those planes were flying in remembrance of 9/11. Even though these kinds of fears are usually preposterous, we live in a world where bad things do happen. And it's not a secret. We know we're all going to die at some point. And we prepare for it. Most of us have some kind of religion or philosophy or even a life insurance policy. Intellectually, we're covered, or at least we should be. But in the moment we're confronted with a threat, be it real or imagined, that logic doesn't really help. We're not asking ourselves, what if we die, because we want to know. We're asking because we're afraid of death itself. Our answers to that question, whatever they may be, aren't going to help until we deal with that fear. We see death as the ultimate evil, the ultimate end. And if asked, you might say you believe differently. But the thing is, you're not asking, what if I don't go to heaven? Or how will my family cope with the loss? You're asking, what if I die? There's probably a lot of ways to deal with this, but I'll tell you mine. I take a deep breath and tell myself, if I die, I die. And then I set about the task of enjoying my last few seconds, because I don't want to die petrified. If this, right now, is the last time I get to experience life, then why not experience it? Right now, I can hear the computer humming along beside me. I can feel the cool air because I'm in the laundry room and it's closer to the outside. I can see the sight of lots of coats and blankets spread around me to deaden the noise echoing. And I see my brother's fancy rainbow color-changing keyboard slowly shifting from color to color in waves. And I can breathe what might be my last breath. Every goodbye could be a goodbye forever. I have no current plans to have a heart attack or be hit by a car, but there's always a slight possibility of something happening. Or, I suppose you could stop listening to this podcast. That would make this goodbye forever, too. And if it is, for whatever reason, I just want to say thank you. It was lovely having you here.